Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Welcome to Daddy versus Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
What's up, everybody? Sebastian Maniscalco here with Dr. Scott Cohen. Welcome to another episode of Daddy versus Doctor. You're not going to want to miss this. We have Leanne Morgan, comedian from Tent to See. Amazing, amazing woman. Plus a lot more here on Daddy versus Doctor.
All right, you know what time it is. It's time for the mailbag.
We're going to jump right in to the bag. Bag time.
Bag time. All right, we got Carmella and Bobby N. from Buffalo, New York. They say, we just had a newborn baby, and he seems to be breastfeeding nonstop. Is this normal? So Lana breastfed.
Yes.
What do you remember about breastfeeding?
I remember... Lana being extremely patient with it. It was definitely a time for her to bond with the child. I know she really, and she kind of enjoyed it for a mother. And again, I can't speak from experience. It seemed like it was a way for the mother and the child to connect. Mm-hmm. I remember the pump. I remember a lot of pumping. I remember a lot of bags in the freezer of milk. Lana did it for about a year and a half, I want to say, right. Which mm-hmm. I don't think is typical. I think a lot of women don't.
Yeah, if you can make it to a year, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, she really, I think with Caruso maybe it was a year and Seraphine is a year and a half. I wasn't breastfed.
Look how you ended up.
You know,
it works.
Does it?
Yeah.
The theories.
Yeah.
Do you recommend it?
Yeah, I think any pediatrician recommends it for a whole bunch of reasons, from immune benefits to the bonding. You know, there's a million different benefits, but, you know, I'm a realist and I think parenting is hard enough. And I think that happy mommies and daddies make happy babies. So I tell my family that if you breastfeed for a day, a week, a month, and you have to supplement or you have to do more of one than the other, that's okay. The baby's going to be okay. But in breastfeeding babies, what this couple is experiencing is very common, because we have to remember, if you remember in the hospital, it actually takes 3 to 5 days for breast milk to come in. So what you're producing in the beginning is colostrum. It's sort of like a high mineral shake. It's everything the baby needs. There's not a lot of volume. So all babies lose up to 10% of their weight in the first week of life. And then the milk comes in around day 3 to 5. And the mother knows, usually because they feel heavier, they have leaking from the breast, the baby starts gulping, the poops change from that dark, remember that dark black tarry meconium to like a green, then a yellow mustard seedy color. And then the weight starts coming up. And the goal is that the baby regains their birth weight by 2 weeks of age. So we usually have that visit to make sure they're regaining birth weight, mom's breastfeeding well. And during that time, there's really no schedules. The baby is all over the place with feeding because they're losing weight and then catching up weight. So sometimes it's 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. And then breastfed babies fall into what I call a 2 to 4 routine. For the first 2 to 4 months of their life, they feed about every 2 to 4 hours around the clock. And when they take bottles, they take about 2 to 4 ounces. We're not robots. It's not hard and fast, but it's sort of ranges of that. And that's what babies follow for the first 4 months of life.
Okay. Now, I am not going to recall this verbatim. However, while Lana was breastfeeding, we came upon some literature that said that the baby, if it's deficient in something, mm-hmm. whether it be iron, calcium, whatever it is, the breast milk gives the baby what it's deficient in. Like the boob is almost talking to the baby, right? I mean,
you may be talking about two things. It actually may be the opposite for some things. So breast milk is actually not a good source of vitamin D. So all breastfed babies are placed on vitamin D supplementation.
Okay.
Breast milk's also not a great source of iron. So starting at 4 months of age.
Yeah, well, I just took the two things
right
off the top of my head.
And you flipped it.
No. Like that's all I could think of at that time
yeah.
was vitamin D and iron. They just so happen to be two of the things that are not in breast milk.
Exactly. And that's why at 4 months, we give the babies iron supplementation as well. Okay.
So what's in breast milk?
Everything else they need. Everything else they need.
Is it true?
But I wondered if you were talking about, were you thinking about like foremilk and hind milk? Like the baby getting the fattier milk, the more caloric milk? Was that something in your head?
No, maybe it was if the baby is sick. Or whatever, it gets...
Oh, yeah, the immune benefits. You're getting antibodies. So when a mother's sick, mother gets a vaccine, the mom produces antibodies that get in the breast milk and help provide immunity.
Yeah.
That's why moms who get flu vaccines and whooping cough vaccines when they're pregnant, it actually been shown to decrease illness in the baby after they're born.
Okay, yeah. That's what I was thinking. See, that's my problem at this age. I hear something and then I regurgitate it years later. And it's so off what I actually wanted to say.
But let me, since we met, the 4-milk, high milk thing is very interesting. You've heard of this, like 4-milk is the more watery, less caloric milk. And the high milk's the fattier milk. And people thought that you have to feed a certain amount of time to get to that fattier milk. But that's not the case. So whether a baby feeds 5 minutes or 20 minutes, the breast milk goes up and down, 4-milk, high milk, 4-milk, high milk. So that's why there are babies who can feed 3 to 5 minutes on one breast and get everything they need. The length of time doesn't correlate with that. And your body, like you said, is the most amazing machine. And the amount you produce is based on how full your breasts are. So if your breasts are full of milk, you have a ton of volume, your body knows, I don't need a lot of the fattier milk. It's going to have a higher percentage of the 4-milk. If I cut that milk supply in half, then your body says, oh, you don't have as much volume, I'm going to make more of the fattier milk. So the body, the woman's body is just amazing.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And can you take that breast milk and give it to another kid, like meaning bag it and give it to another kid, and they're going to get what they need.
I mean, how much benefits you're getting later in life, I don't know. But, you know, some people do it with their toddlers when they're breastfeeding the other one.
They give the toddler breast milk?
If they have leftover breast milk, I don't know.
So what's the
personal choice?
What's the knock on milk? You have milk as a kid.
Yeah.
And then nobody has milk anymore.
Yeah.
Do you need milk?
I don't have a problem with it. I don't know. Cow's milk has gotten a bad rap in latter years. We actually, whenever we transition off breast milk, there's a lot of options. But one of the ones we offer is whole cow's milk. And it's good for fat, which is good for brain development, vitamin D, calcium. So I don't have a problem with it. If somebody doesn't want cow's milk and there are other things, maybe they're vegan, they want, you know, they make something called Ripple, which is a pea-based milk. There's other types of milk, whether it's almond, vanilla, hemp. The problem with a lot of these is they lack some nutrients. So if a child's transitioning to that, I need to know so I can say, well, you're not going to get folic acid really well in goat's milk. We need to make sure they're getting it in their diet. So we just need to know what we're replacing.
Yeah, I wasn't necessarily talking about the transition to milk. I'm talking about kids
general.
10, 12,
yeah,
15.
No, I think you're right. Because I see that even the kids who are drinking milk by 2 really aren't as interested anymore. I know. I have one daughter, every morning still a glass of milk. My 12-year-old, I don't know that she's had milk since we got rid of her bottle.
Have you had milk?
You're right. I have not had a glass of milk in decades.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too. Same thing.
Yeah, it's just not my go-to liquid. I don't know. No, I mean, I just don't find that. I don't know. Yeah, it's not something I crave. Do you crave it? Erin craved it. My wife craved it when she was pregnant, which is interesting. She craved it with the daughter that loves milk, who knows what that means. And she craves citrus with the other one who loves orange juice. Mm. But I don't know. I don't crave it. What do you drink? Water. I drink water.
It's water. Yeah. The only time I would have a glass of milk is with a cookie. But even then, I'm like... No one's drinking milk, you know?
Nobody's having cookies late night with milk.
Like cookies and milk went hand in hand.
No, but good. Another good question from the mailbag. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
There we go.
Oh, what's happening? How you doing?
Hey, good. It's a little later here in the East Coast, so.
Yeah, it's 7:20 over there, right?
You did that math on your show?
It's amazing.
Three hours?
Nice. Yeah.
Okay, welcome to Daddy vs. Doctor. This is Dr. Cohen.
How you doing?
Pediatrician. Yeah. My name is Sebastian Mascalco, comedian. We understand that there's a lock on the kid's door. You're wondering if you could should take it off. What kind of lock we talking about?
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know the toddler ones where you have to squeeze and turn at the same time? So, we put that on his door and trying to, like, not let him come out and go down the stairs. And that has been unsuccessful, right? We've been trying to work with him. Red means go to bed. Green means open up, you know, all those things. So he just at night will go up to the door and he just bangs his head, right, against the door until, you know, we try to let him go as long as we can. And then we'll pop in there. We're like, nope, go to bed, go to bed. But in the morning when he wants out, that's how he gets our attention to let us know he wants to go out. So, that's why we bought the light, right? And now when the light turned, like, he'll bang, bang, bang. We try to keep putting him back in bed. And then when the light turns green and he notices it, he'll go over and he'll knock and he'll say, open, open. But I'm like, I can't get through the head banging to get us to that point where we can just work with the green light.
Okay, so... in your years of pediatrics,
yes.
Have you ever heard of this, like, traffic system?
Yeah. It's becoming more and more popular. The traffic light or, like, the sun moon light.
You've seen this, right? Yes. Right. Yeah. So is how old's the kid?
13. No.
How old?
He just turned 3.
Okay, so he's 3.
Yeah.
Are kids recognizing at 3? Or are they able to associate green means go, red means stop? Yeah. Can they, like?
Yeah, you could teach them that. And that's actually a good developmental question. You start learning colors typically at 3.
Okay.
So they can not only recognize colors knowing red is red, green is green, but yeah, you can make a correlation as well. Obviously, he's in his own bed, so he can get out of the bed and come bang on the door. But since the red light, green light, you said now he's just saying, let me out. He's not banging anymore, right?
Oh, no, he'll bang, bang, bang for, you know, extended amount of time. But he knows the light's red, so he knows it's not time to get up because he recognized when it shifts to green.
Right, so he's banging at the red time. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah.
The head banging.
Imagine when he's driving. Like he hits a stoplight.
And what does he do, bang his head on the steering wheel?
Yeah.
So I've seen my son bang his head.
Yeah.
Not like for a long period of time, but sometimes he would bang his head on a wall or whatever, knock it off the wall.
And he's got a
cranium.
I'd be more worried about the wall.
Yeah. So is there any harm here?
No. So first of all, super common. You have to know that. There's nothing wrong with him that he's doing that. It is attention-seeking behavior. So he knows by banging his head, he gets your attention, right? And he is. You're going in there. You're laying him back down. You're doing everything he wants. I have never had somebody in 20 years truly hurt themselves banging their head. Yes, he could bruise himself. And guess what happens? If he hits himself one time where it really hurts, which of course we don't want him to do, guess what he'll never do again? He won't headbang.
Wait. Doctor, I thought that what happened and it bled one time and he still does it.
Wow. Yeah, you're not feeling pain. No, typically won't hurt himself to his like long-term detriment. So you could do one of two things. Either you could get rid of the lock and put a gate on the door, like one of those high baby gates, so that the door's open, but he can't remember. The reason you don't want him to come out is you don't want him roaming the house, walking down the stairs, coming into your bedroom. So it's a nice deterrent because he can look out, he can call for you, but he doesn't get you and he can't roam the house and he's not banging against the door. Or honestly, you ignore it a couple times and don't give him the attention he wants. And I've seen kids who literally will get on the floor, hand, and like start banging their head and stop and look around and do it again. And as soon as they're not getting attention, it really would stop. I don't love locks just because it's scary to me in case of like a natural disaster, fire or something, if I can't get it undone. So I usually do gates, but as long as that's not a deterrent to you, I think really the idea is ignoring the behavior, which sounds horrible, but it works. Yeah.
And can I ask you one more question? So I'm all like, you know, let him do what he needs to do, stop the tension. What we've also found is about oftentimes 30 minutes into nap time or bedtime, he then has a duty, right? So then I'm like, is he banging for a duty or is he banging because he wants my attention? Yeah. So I can't differentiate between that. And I don't know how to control when he goes to number two.
Yeah. So whenever we talk about behavioral modification and ignoring, which sounds horrible, we're not being mean. We want to fix a problem if there truly is one. So if you think he went in his diaper, you go check. Oh, you did. Fix it. He didn't get right out of there without making it a reinforcing event.
Okay.
Here's something though. Yeah. What if we just lose the gates, lose the locks? Okay. Now,
because a 3-year-old's going to be walking down the stairs, out the front door, coming into your room. Wake up, daddy. Wake up, daddy. Wake up, daddy. You want that?
Well, that's what's happening in my house.
Okay. But you don't even know where your kid sleeps.
Huh? No, he comes out, wanders around, he plays.
Yeah.
He doesn't necessarily bother us. Yeah. He just gets
you have to make sure that a house is safe to do that.
Yeah. Well, we put out some toys. Yeah. So in the morning, he plays with some toys and whatnot. Right. And then he comes in, he jumps
in. But this is like 2 a.m. You're not going to want that. You know, he's not doing that at 2 a.m.
Oh, I thought this was in like, I thought he was getting up like in the morning.
Well, random times. When the red light is happening, he's still getting up.
Oh, okay. All right.
Come on, red light.
Red light, green light.
You ever play that game as a kid?
No.
We should do a segment on kids' games. Never. Anyways, you ever play red light, green light?
All the time.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Where on the East Coast are you?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, nice.
Oh, just there.
I saw you, Sebastian. I know you didn't recognize me with all the hundreds of other people there.
You were the one with the bruise on your forehead.
From banging the green light in my pocket.
Well, we appreciate you
thanks for coming on.
Appreciate it, and we wish you the best with your family, and we'll see you next time we're in Charlotte.
Cool. Thanks, y'all. Appreciate you got it.
Bye bye.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
So, this is airing around daylight savings time. I've noticed when daylight savings time occurs that there's a shift in the sleeping patterns of the kids. So, obviously, when we move the clocks back, right? So, if it's 7 o'clock, supposed to be 7, now it's 6, kid gets up earlier. And it takes a little while to transition back into that 7 o'clock mode. The reason why we're bringing this up is this very well could be
the last
daylight savings time,
which as a parent would be wonderful,
which would be fantastic. I just want to keep the time. I don't have to worry about twice a year fiddling around with the clocks, although no one needles were on a clock anymore. This used to be a big deal, though, right? Well, we didn't have digital clocks and phones.
Oh, you had to go around the house. I still have to do it on my microwave, my toaster.
Yeah.
It's a device. And then my alarm system, it's usually a month. I'm have the wrong time on there. But let's talk about time. So when you travel, because you do a lot of traveling back east with the kids and stuff, what do you do? Because I get a lot of questions from families when we travel. What do we do with the kids' routine while they're there? Mm-hmm. What do you typically do?
Well, we differ on this as a family.
Okay.
Lana wants to keep the kids on the time that we left. So if we're on the East Coast and the kids go to bed at 7, we are now going to bed at 10.
Got it.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
and if you're in France, you're going to breakfast at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, that's where this all screws up. Yeah. Let's adjust to the time.
Right.
Because your body, and again, this is from me listening to other podcasts, Huberman. I think I heard this on the Huberman podcast, which is a very good podcast if you could retain the information. He was saying that your body's circadian rhythm adapts
M in that word.
Circadian.
No, I'm just saying.
Again.
That's okay.
8 years it's of schooling, fine. Barely it's got fine. Out in 4.5.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
Also, what I have done traveling and what helps me is as soon as I get to the destination, I find a patch of grass. Uh-huh. I take off my shoes and socks.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. And I center myself into the earth, right? Uh-huh. It's called earthing. Why?
You really do this?
Grounding.
You're literally just making things up here.
See, I know stuff, but I don't.
But I can't get it out. So you're grounding. You're an earthling that's grounding. Okay.
So what the theory is,
yes.
And again, I've become very, I'm not credible. After I say something like that, whatever comes out of my mouth now, you're not going
to
believe.
I know, but nobody's listening to you for credibility.
But
yeah.
What it's supposed to do is like, connect you to where you are in the world, and somehow the earth runs through your body.
Yeah.
It tells your body you're in Nicaragua,
right? And then you immediately are on that time zone.
Really? That's the theory.
Huh.
Now, what is the pediatric advice when traveling with kids?
I think going to the East Coast from the West is easier to stay on West Coast time, like your wife said, in only that circumstance, because typically you're traveling, you're on vacation, you're with family. So if the child stays up later and sleeps in later, it's sort of a win-win for young infants.
Yeah.
I think going west, like going to Hawaii, is a disaster, because when we went there and we had like 2 toddlers, they're up at like 3 in the morning because they don't know. I do agree with you. Typically within a week, usually sooner, they're adjusting to the time zone they're in, re-equilibrating. So you sort of go with the flow and know they may be a little more tired during the day and fall asleep when you sightsee or stroll. And then you're back on the normal schedule where you are, which I agree. And then when you get back, same thing, it takes about a week. You get back into your routine as much as possible, and then they fall back in. I just find, because we go back east a lot, and I find heading east, it's easier to keep closer, though, even though we do that, like the kids go to sleep later and sleep in later, honestly, within 3 to 4 days, they end up on East Coast time anyways.
Yeah, but you got older kids, and I think the adjustment for older kids is a lot different than, say, a 5 and a 3-year-old. Yeah. That's why when we plan a somewhat of a vacation, it's like, you know, it's getting there and then now adjusting the time. Like, Jesus, if we go to Italy from L.A.
L.A. time.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it takes 3 or 4 days even to get – it's not a vacation because, kids are up.
They're
like,
sleeping.
They got to adjust.
You're grounding.
I'm grounding, and you know, I got to have time to do that. I got to get the whole family out there in the sand. When are they able to, like, tell time? And this is what I'm dealing with at my house. Seraphina goes, how long is it going to take to get home? And I'll say 30 minutes. And she'll say, how long is 30 minutes?
It's pretty abstract.
And then I say, do you know how long it takes you to watch an episode of Bluey?
That's great. That's exactly what I would say to do. That's very age appropriate because they can understand that.
Yeah.
And not exactly like that's 30 minutes, but they understand like, oh, around that time. Yeah, as yeah, opposed yeah. to if I'm going to go from here to here and it's going to be 3 hours, that's a long time in their world. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, this is like how long you're at school.
Yeah.
To lunch.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm associating.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Well, finally, I got a compliment. Jesus Christ. Here's another example. It's 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And my daughter will go, is it middle night? Is it close to middle night? She goes, midnight, middle night. And I go, no, not yet. When is she going to be able to go, okay, 7 o'clock, I normally go to bed. If it's 8, I know that's going to be an hour later. When does this happen?
I mean, later in elementary school.
Okay.
Yeah. So not for a five-year-old because it's still a little abstract. That's why people are doing green light, red light, and sun, moon, and things like that because it's hard. And they don't really know, you know, it's more, you know, imagery, right? It's dark now. It's closer time to bed. It's light now, waking up. And then actually telling time is much later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, taking that little morsel of information and giving three examples from it is kind of the beauty of the show. We could take something completely unrelated to pediatrics.
So you want to get rid of daylight savings?
I would love it.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
There she is, the beautiful Leanne Morgan. How are we doing, Leanne?
Look at how beautiful y'all both are.
Oh, oh wow. You're so sweet.
Again, just keep talking.
That's it. That's it. This is our favorite guest yet. So, Leanne, thank you so much for joining us today. I think you're hysterical, and I love your timing and your cadence on stage. It's just a joy to watch. And I'm excited to have you on the show today because very rarely do we get someone who is so talented and funny, but could shed some light on not only being a mother of three, but a grandmother of one.
You're double dipping.
Double dipping.
Honey, and our grandbaby on the way. Oh, I've got another baby coming.
So,
I know.
Congratulations on the grandbaby and the grandbaby on the way. And I wanted to ask you to kick this off. You raising three kids and now to see one of your kids raising a child, what are the major differences in parenting from generation to generation? What are you seeing that she's doing maybe that you didn't do?
Well, you know, the baby, my grandbaby, Charles Wilbur, first let me tell y'all, that's his name, that's angel from heaven. And thank you for all the sweet words, Sebastian. My favorite bit of yours of all time is the raccoon. And I don't have a lick of sense. We, honey, unbelievable, killed me. And you're like our Elvis, really, Sebastian. And then, honey, I don't have a lick of sense over a doctor. And I tried to date him when I was in college, but I smoked cigarettes in the 80s and I smelled bad. And I never got to date somebody that achieved what you have. But anyway. Okay.
Either as my wife. So, but thank you.
And I hate that I even told you that I smoked in the 80s. Okay. My boy is the daddy of this baby. And so I've got a boy and two girls. And my boy got married right out of college and married his college sweetheart. And she is wonderful and a wonderful mother. And when I see them parent this baby, they are doing wonderfully. And I've got a degree in child and family studies. And so I loved the whole, everything, child development and all that, love all that. And so I feel like I did a pretty good job with mine, but I look back and think that how many mistakes I made, and I made a lot. But I watch my boy parent, and he is so present. My husband had to make a living for all these kids and all of us, and he was, you know, my generation was out trying to hoof it and making a living, and my husband stayed gone, and it was really very traditional roles. I stayed home. I was doing comedy. I've done comedy for 22 years, and I got started when they were babies, but I wasn't out there working like Sebastian was. I was doing what I could to keep one toe in comedy and raise my children, put my children first as the mama. So my husband was gone and really was not able to be present like my son is. And my son, you know, has a full-time job, but he is so hands-on and helps. He and his wife are partners, real partners. And she just got her MBA. She works full-time. This baby's in daycare. And that, I tell y'all, you boys, that was hard on me. For this baby to be in daycare, I'm from the school of, I thought you were all, everybody was supposed to stay at home. And I look back on it and I think, I didn't teach my kids anything. I mean, we watched Barney. We just sat and kissed in the mouth. I didn't teach them anything. Lord, I don't know how they're functioning, really. But that baby is in daycare and he's doing great. And my boy is just very hands-on, very team-oriented with his wife. They both do the same, you know, the same amount of work and all of that. And I know that's a long drawn out to tell y'all, but my boy also, they're like limiting pacifier. They won't let him suck on a pacifier very long because it'll ruin his teeth. And as a grandmother, I can tell that it kills me for them to take that pacifier away from him. And I shouldn't feel that way. That's their baby. They don't want to ruin his teeth. But as a grandmama, I don't want him to suffer ever. And I can see myself letting him do whatever he wanted to in private. Oh, wait. I know. I mean, and not, things that I know are not good. But they're just different than a grandmama, you know?
Right, you love your kids, but you don't obsess over your grandkids, right?
Yes, and the things that I worried about my children now, oh, yeah, y'all don't need to be worried about that. And I know nobody's asked me for my advice, but I look back on it and I think me and my husband made ours, played all that travel sports and all that crap. We bought into that. You got to be a Division I athlete and your kids got to play on this baseball team and have 8 uniforms and travel and all that mess. And now I tell them, you let that little baby play with a stick in the yard.
Yeah.
You know, and not get in all that mess.
Yeah, that's a lot. I mean, I think a lot of families are pressured, especially in sports and athletics today, to have their kid be the top athlete or the, you know, the number one.
Whatever.
Yeah, next whatever. So you mentioned a little bit about being a comedian and being a mother and juggling those two. And you said you always put your family first, which I admire. Now that they're kind of grown, have you found a new kind of lease on doing stand-up now that they're kind of on their own, out of the house? I'm assuming your daughters are they still at the house?
No, they're 25 and 26, about to turn 27. Yeah, Sebastian, I couldn't get arrested. All those years, nobody cared. I did comedy. I would have a television deal for a sitcom. It wouldn't make it, you know, all that. You know, I would think I was going to be the next Roseanne and that it would be over with. And I'd, you know, be depressed. I've raised them in Knoxville, Tennessee. But now that this thing started blowing up for me in 2019, I was about to quit doing comedy. I think I had seen that clip about the raccoons in the garden. And you blew me away. But I thought, I knew I was going to have a grandbaby. And me being from the country, from farming people in Tennessee, when we know we got a grandbaby coming, we start wearing house dresses and cooking pinto beans. Honey, that's what we do. And I thought, I'm going to go I'm going to tend to this baby, and I've had a ball in comedy, but it's not going great. I'm going to bow out of this thing, and maybe I can pop popcorn in an NASCAR track or something. And then I had some videos go viral, which is crazy. One especially about my husband taking him to go see Def Leppard and Journey and how sick everybody looked. And that resonated with people. And this thing took off, and I started selling out all over the United States. And it still, I pinch myself. I cannot believe it. And then I got a big old tour and went on this, you know, 100 city tour, and I'm about to start another one. And these kids are having a ball. I'm telling you, we're all having a ball. I shot a Netflix special. I thought I was going to be the only grandmother on Netflix, and I've had a Miss Pat hit grandbabies. And she went to prison, so she's got two things on me. But anyway, all these grown kids, everybody goes, oh, what did they think about? Growing up, they knew I was on Nick at Night, and I would do a couple of things, but they just thought of me as mom. And now, like out here, I'm in L.A. this month, and my baby's with me, my 25-year-old, and everybody is having a ball with this. And they just can't even believe it. I can't even believe it. But yeah, I feel like I've gotten the best of both worlds because I got to raise these children and then this has happened in my career. But Sebastian, and I know this sounds sexist and I don't mean for it to, but you've got a beautiful wife who is raising those children. You can get out and go on the road and do, and y'all are a team.
Yeah.
And like Bert Kreischer, his wife has raised those kids. My husband's in the mobile home industry. It wasn't as glamorous as being a star like you, but I took care of things at home. He was able to go and do what he had to do, you know, and it made a good team.
Well,
am I talking out of my butt?
No.
I love it. It's amazing.
I could listen to you talk all day long, and I think everything happens for a reason. And now that the fact that you're flourishing as a comedian, you do have this wonderful tour that's called Just Getting Started, starting in February 23rd. And I believe you're in Los Angeles at the Brea Improv this week. Am I correct?
Yeah, honey. Okay. I'm working out a new hour, pulling stuff out of my butthole.
Okay, hey, so, well, that's where the best material comes from.
You should talk to the couple with pinworms.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
But it must be amazing at this point of your life to be touring and doing as well as you are. And it shouldn't be no surprise because you are a breath of fresh air and it's something that I typically don't see in the comedy world. It's unique. It's refreshing. My wife is from Memphis, Tennessee. She went to University of Tennessee. So there's a definite twang in your voice that I hear around the house. A lot. So,
I did not know that. I went to the University of Tennessee. I'm a lot older than her, but oh my gosh, go Vols! And she's a Memphis girl.
Oh yeah. Born and raised in Memphis, a Spanish Jew from Memphis, Tennessee. If you could believe that.
No, I cannot. So then you've got the Elvis. Then you get how we feel about our Elvis.
Oh yes.
And you're kind of like Elvis.
I'm the Italian Elvis.
Yeah. You are cute.
But I wanted to also ask you, and I think you could shed some light for our listeners, you being a parent of grown kids, do you have any advice that you could give today's parents in raising kids? And do you have a regret maybe about your own parenting skills that you said, I wish I would have taught my kids the piano, or anything that comes to mind.
Yeah, I do wish I'd taught them. I wish they could have gotten piano. I do look back on that and think, why didn't one took banjo? My boy took the banjo and the mandolin. But the girls, we were working them like meals in volleyball, and they didn't get a musical instrument. Okay, and that is a regret. I do think that we did do things, some things right. And what we did do is we were not their friend. We disciplined them. I mean, we had boundaries, we had rules, we had discipline. We told them no. And my children went to a private school in Knoxville, and precious, wonderful school, but there were a lot of people that didn't say no, and they didn't want their children to go through any kind of suffering. And when I mean suffering, I mean, like, if you didn't make cheerleading, don't go up to the school and fire the cheer coach, and so your child can still make it, or, you know, make that way for your child. Let your child go through disappointment. Disappointment and suffering builds character. I believe that. And in this world's hard enough. Your children need to not have everything given to them. They need to be able to go through trials, so when they are on their own, they can handle it. And I think all three of my children cope effectively. They've had disappointment. They weren't given everything. My husband believes in everybody driving old vehicles until the wheels fall off in the interstate. He believes in paying cash for everything. He believed in everybody working a job in high school. You know, and that's hard in this day and age, especially if you do well and you know, or affluent, to not want to give your children everything. But I've seen my kids work for things, and they value money. And I've seen some of their friends who weren't taught that, and it's hard. You know, my boy, there was a little girl in his sixth grade class that came in there with a Louis Vuitton purse, and I said, stay away from that heifer. I said, because you, honey, how are you going to make her happy? You know, you need to find somebody from the hood. Find somebody that's got some grit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I know I'm long-winded, boys, but I do think we did that right. I think that you need to have discipline and be the parent and not the best friend when they're in high school and all that stuff. And then but you need to have fun with your children so they want to hang out with you when they're grown. Because, see, my kids, they want to be with us, and I think that is a sweet testament to, you know, we've enjoyed our children, and we parented them, but now they're grown, and we all love, like, we're going skiing in February, and they all want to go, and, of course, you know, we pay for it. But also, they like to be with us, and they, you know, they want the grandbaby around us, and that is a blessing. Y'all are younger than me, but just wait until you get to be my age. I'm 57. You want to be with your kids, you know? You want them to go off and do whatever they're going to do, but it's so nice to get to be with them. Sebastian, like, you're with your yummy little daddy that I could eat his lips off, you know?
I love everything that you have to say. If you ever write a book, I will buy the first copy. I mean, everything you're saying, it's things we talk about. It's, you know, work ethic. It's instilling, you hope you instill in your kids drive and grit and go outside and play with a stick. And all those things that we forget about as parents nowadays that we sort of were when we were younger, and we hope we're doing it right by our kids. And it's just, that perspective is amazing to hear.
Yeah, especially coming from someone yourself who, you know, I think you touched on a great, great point. Don't treat your kids like they're the best friend. Have some, like, you got to be the authority figure. You got to have structure. You have to have discipline.
Discipline's not a bad word.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, how you did it. Your husband was working like a mule. You were working like a mule at home, dipping your toe in the stand up. Now the father figure, right, is so involved in the child rearing, especially early on. We never saw this. It's my dad, I think, you know, I often joke, I think I met him when I was 18 because he was like, he was out of the house working. And, you know, we're best friends now. I don't look back at those times and go, oh, this guy wasn't there for me. But now
What do you think? Do you think it's a pressure for the father to be intimately involved in the kid's life from day one? Is there a societal pressure, or is it coming from the home that the father now is literally, like she says,
involved in everything?
Yeah, equal. It's like you change a diaper, I change a diaper. Shit, that was never the case growing up, right? So is this a good change that we're seeing a lot of fathers be participatory in the kids' upbringing? Or is this something where it's like too many cooks in the kitchen? What's your take?
I think it's probably this new generation. I think young women demand it and want a partner in life. You know, when I just did whatever Chuck Morgan said, I was like, oh, I need a chick. I need to get my hair highlighted. I'll do whatever he says. But this, I think, like my daughter-in-law, she's, you know, they equally, I mean, they probably make about the same, I'd say. I don't know. They didn't tell me that. But I think that my daughter-in-law, Mary, she wants that from Charlie. She wants him to be, you know, because she's toeing the line just like he is. So I think it really is true. Everybody has to work now. Mm-hmm. These young people, everybody's got to have a job and to make it. And so they're teaming up to do that. But I also bet that Charlie, my son, saw Chuck going and traveling and he wants to be more involved. Mm-hmm. I think he thinks that there can be more of a balance. And yeah, he knows he's going to be the breadwinner and make the living, but also he wants to take a big part in these children's lives, because my son is a minimalist and, you know, he's an outdoorsman. He's a fly fishing guide in the Smoky Mountain. He does not, they really are not driven by money like my husband and I were. We, you know, wanted a bigger house, wanted, you know, our children to go to private school, all those things. My son and his wife are not driven by that. And they want more. You know how young people are now. Everybody wants an experience. Mm. Everybody, Cuba, y'all. My boy grows his own garden. And if I don't know if there's going to have to be a bologna in the, you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean, going back, that's one of my favorite bits of all time. But my son grows a lot of their food. And they just really, like, they don't put a lot of pressure on themselves to have a bigger house and all that kind of stuff. He would rather be at home with that baby at night. And now a new baby, a new boy's coming, and, you know, he'll want to take them fishing. He's just got a different, he's driven, but he's not like my husband. My husband was driven. We got to do better. We got to do, you know, all that. And maybe it's because my boy was raised with a nicer home and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. That's just not a priority for him. And maybe young people are like that. Maybe they don't. Their ideal thing is different than what mine and my husband's were.
I think
that's the long way.
No, I think you're right. I think today's generation is happier, maybe doing more with the family. You know, you hear a lot of these kids are like, you know, I'd like to take, you know, 4 months off and
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, backpack or stay in a hostel. They're not driven by maybe what past generations were driven by as far as succeeding and buying a bigger house or living a lifestyle that they think they need. So I think it might be a generational shift in the thinking of today's young parents, where they're happy with just being happy, yeah, you know, and we were not happy. Or, you know, I know my dad was like, gotta work. You know, it was just like a religion. He's still working 76 and he's still cutting hair with half his shoulder. So, yeah, I think.
And expectations are different within the relationship, right? Like, would you get away doing nothing in your house? Me get away? No, our wives would be like, go do this. Mm-hmm. Your mom probably wouldn't do that to your dad because the expectation back then was the husband's out working. The societal differences at that time were very different.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a two-income household now, so all the work is split down the middle, and everybody's responsible for everything. Where maybe when, you know, you were coming up, It was, I'm going to go out and you're going to manage the house. And when I come home, leave me alone.
Yeah. My husband is very Fred Flintstone in a lot of ways. Wonderful, wonderful in a lot of ways, but very kind of Fred Flintstone and very old school. And I was, I don't know, I just, even though I was trying to do comedy and he was always very, he would take care of the kids when I would be, if I did get booked on the weekends or whatever, he would take care of them. But yeah, we had definite roles and I was okay with that. I wanted to be a mama. I breastfed all of mine. I, you know, wanted them to sleep in the bed. I mean, I'm very kumbaya about all that kind of stuff, you know, child family studies. And, but, yeah, my boy and his wife, like, they want a camp. You know, we're near the Smoky Mountains, and I think for my next tour, I'm going to buy him a camper, Sebastian, for these boys. And I want them to get out and camp and, like, be together and do all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, it's just different than what my husband and I wanted. We, you know, took big vacations and all that kind of stuff. They don't care about all that that we cared about. And then how are these young people going to do it? I mean, I feel sorry for them because – you know, two people have to work now. It is a rat race. I also think, I was going to tell y'all this, I think my son saw my husband work all the time and not really have much downtime and not have, and he's just said to me one day, I'm not going to chase a big house. I'm not going to chase cars. I don't want it all that so that I cannot be with my family, that I have to, you know, work like a dog and not be with them. And I think he's got a good value system in that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds it sounds like you did an amazing job with your kids, and now you're going to have a wonderful experience with your grandchildren. I thank you so much for joining us today. I envision a very lucrative, abundant tour for you. I see you not staying where you are, but growing leaps and bounds. You're just getting started, like the name of your tour. And I don't see you at all slowing down. And we need more comedians like you out there, because you are a breath of fresh air and just a wonderful human being and a funny, funny lady at that. And just want to thank you once again.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the perspective. It was awesome.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Y'all are both darling. And if I had been younger, I would have flirted with both of y'all. I would hang up. Y'all are both so cute. And Sebastian, I want you to know, in every meeting I'm in, everything is, if we could all be Sebastian. Well, Kellyanne, can you be Sebastian? Everything, Sebastian's up here. So anyway, I admire you so much, my darling. Thank you for saying all that. And thank you so much for having me. Y'all are both. Thank you.
Absolutely. Enjoy your
congratulations.
Day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Listen. For those of you that just watched that, that's what you call a beautiful spirit. You could just, it just comes right through the screen, right at you, and just a nice woman. And again, Memphis, Tennessee, Milana is exactly that vibe of
you,
like,
just, but she can just tell stories, and you just listen for days, and you come home with little pearls that are beautiful. Even if you don't live your life the same way, you're like, wow, such great perspective.
And it is. So, it's nice that she has perspective on her son's life,
which is very different than hers.
Very different, but not saying that the son should be like were chasing that house and that big car. Very happy just fishing and just being happy. Once again, guys, thank you for joining us on Daddy versus Doctor. Would love to hear your comments in the comments section. And we also like you to share our show with about 5 to 10 of your friends. We're just trying to, we're a new show. We're 23, 24 episodes in. Dr. Scott Cohen is eagerly looking for this show to hit major, major ratings. And so am I.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician.
please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific health care and or medical needs and about your concerns for yourself and your family.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.